Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I want to again invite you to join me and the church family here at the Deer Run Church of Christ this Sunday. 10:30 a.m. is our Sunday morning worship gathering. We're celebrating 28 years. Here is the Deer Run Church of Christ, a carry-in meal following the worship gathering. We're providing pulled pork and roast turkey and just asking people to bring generous dishes of sides and desserts to share as we gather in celebration of God's goodness and how He has brought us to this point and over the past 28 years and the history. But more importantly, looking forward to what God is yet to do. And so you're always invited to join us for our worship gatherings if you're not connected to a local church. If you have a local church, be connected, be involved, be a part of the kingdom where you're at. And so this week we've been focused in on talking and praying about being peaceful and what it looks like from God's perspective. For us to be at peace with Him, to be at peace with one another, and the benefit of that and how it equips us to do the good works that God created in advance for us to do. And so today we're going to be talking and praying, focused in on being peaceful as preparation. There's a reason that God wants us to be peaceful, because it prepares us to listen to Him, to listen to others, to do what His Spirit prompts us to do. This morning we're going to focus in on a couple of verses out of Ephesians. Part of the what we call the armor of God passage. Ephesians 6, verses 14 and 15. He says, "Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace." Having feet fitted with readiness, you're prepared to move. You're prepared to go where you're told to go. Again, we're looking at this from the context of armor, a soldier's armor. And their feet were fitted, was prepared, typically with sandals that allowed for them to move quickly, to move in a way that wasn't harmful to their feet, to move in a way that was in response to orders being given. And as God relates the pieces of the soldier's armor to the preparation that the Christian ought to have, He says our feet are fitted with the gospel of peace. The thing that moves us from place to place, that carries the story of Jesus, is this good news of peace. Peace with God and peace with one another. And when we live that quiet and peaceful life that God instructs us to seek, to pursue, to embrace, He says we're fitted with the preparation to be real in the lives of others. It's that sense of peace that we have that prepares the ground for our message to take root. God tells us in, I believe it's 1 Peter, that we ought to be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within us, but doing so with gentleness and respect, with a peaceful attitude, in other words. The reason that we're ready to give an answer is because It's that life of peace that raises questions in the minds of others. When Jesus says, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world," we discover pretty quickly in life that being a follower of Jesus does not exempt us from trouble. But it ought to change the way that we react to trouble. It ought to change the way that we endure trouble. It ought to change the way that we talk about our trouble. And this peaceful life in the midst of troubling times gives us opportunities as we move about life to share our relationship with the author of peace. That peace that surpasses all understanding. That peace that is not as the world gives peace, but as God gives peace. And living life, seeking and finding the peace of God that encompasses everything that we think, everything that we do, everything that we say. It prepares us. I don't know where your feet will take you today. Maybe your feet won't take you anywhere. Maybe all that your feet will do today is to take you from your bedroom to the living room. Maybe your feet will take you to work or to the grocery store, to the restaurant, to your school, to the golf course, to the places that you enjoy being involved in various recreational activities, to a hospital, to a doctor's office. Wherever it might be, God says that we ought to live with our feet prepared by the gospel of peace. But that's the message that we're sharing wherever we go. We're prepared to move in a way that benefits not only ourselves but others. We're prepared to move with the gospel. And in a world that is filled with conflict, the Bible says that throughout history, and especially as the day of the return of Christ approaches, that there will be wars and rumors of wars. Don't be alarmed. Those happen. And we sure see that. And sometimes it frightens us. What is the world coming to, we ask? Well, depending on your relationship with Jesus, it's good news or bad news. But the truth is, the world is coming to destruction. The bad news is if you're not in Christ, you end up eternally destroyed. But those who are in Christ will be rescued, will be brought out of the destruction and into a heavenly home. And in the midst of wars and rumors of wars, we can live on this earth with feet prepared to take the message of Jesus, because we've been fitted, we've been embraced and wrapped up in the gospel of peace. And because we found peace with God, not through our works or our efforts or our goodness or our negotiating skills, but through an acceptance of the peace He offers, we take that peace. And as far as it's possible from our perspective, we live at peace with everyone. And in so doing, we help them discover a peace with God and a peace with us. And God's peace will guard your heart, your mind, and every step that you take. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Because of your love, you have made a way for us to be at peace with you. Sin separates us. It creates conflict. And so you paid the price for our sin. And you've shared the message of salvation through your Son, Jesus. And you've given us your Spirit to help us walk in that salvation. And you fitted our feet with the gospel of peace so that our walk is not harmful to us or to anyone else, but rather we're prepared to share the good news of peace. And so, God, today, as we walk on this earth, whether it's few steps or many steps or no steps at all, may our feet be fitted with peace, that we would seek to be at peace with all people. We would live at peace with you. We would share the message of peace that can be found through your Son, Jesus. And God, as we walk this earth, as we live life today, as we strap on those sandals of peace, may we lift up Jesus as the one who makes peace possible. That as we lift up Him, He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.